Hello, everybody, and welcome to AFL Blitz episode 7 or episode 5 of the 2017 season. On today's show, I have Cooper, Zach, Stephen, and Angus. How is everyone?
Good.
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 That's good. Round 7, full of upsets. A lot of upsets in this round.
Yep, definitely.
So let's start with St Kilda versus GWS. I'll read that one out. It is St Kilda, 108. GWS 85. Wasn't expecting that one, Zach.
I was.
No, I was not.
Did you think St Kilda were going to win?
It was at Etihad, wasn't it?
Yeah, was that Etihad. Angus, your thoughts?
I was thinking GWS was going to come in and smash them.
But obviously not. And Angus, would you like to read out North Melbourne versus Adelaide? And just a spoiler alert, it was a 64-0 start. It was unbelievable.
North Melbourne, 145 to Adelaide, 86.
So
that was an upsetting game.
And 64-0. How?
Definitely. That was definitely an upset. That's unexpected.
And
don't know how North Melbourne did that.
Zach liked to read out Collingwood versus Carlton.
So, Collingwood, 56 to Carlton, 79.
Thank you, Zach. And it was, Carlton ruined Collingwood's 125th anniversary. Yeah. So Carlton gained the win. Brennan Bolden, what do you think of him? He came from Hawthorn.
He's a nice coach, assistant from Hawthorn, now the coach, Carlton. Yes.
So I will get Cooper to read at Port Adelaide versus West Coast. So I'll read it out. Port Adelaide 87 to West Coast 97. What do we?
That was upsetting because it was at Adelaide Oval as well.
Yeah. I actually sort of, I know West Coast are bad on the road, like away games they're not very good, but I expected them to beat Port Adelaide even though they're doing really well to start season. Angus,
I knew they'd win.
Cooper, would you like to read out the next game? Gold Coast versus Geelong.
Gold Coast Suns, 124. Geelong Cats, 99.
Yes.
That was a very good game.
Upset.
I didn't like the game because I'm a Cats fan.
I loved it.
Okay, Stephen, would you like to read out the Bulldogs and Richmond?
Right, so the Bulldogs, 80 and to Richmond, 75.
That was a really
good game. That was a good game.
The ending was really good.
Richmond were thrashing him, weren't they, at the start?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
So now we have Sydney versus Brisbane. Sydney 135, Brisbane 81.
So Sydney's first win of the year.
Finally.
Yeah, finally.
Took a while.
It did. 6 losses, but Buddy Franklin booted 8 goals.
And 4 points.
And 4 points.
He could have got a bag of 12.
Yeah, in the last second, he got a goal as well. So
it was like Buddy 13.
Stephen, this is probably once in a while you'll get to read these scores out, so I'll let you do Hawthorn Melbourne.
All right. My favourite game for this week, Hawthorn 94 to Melbourne 91.
Yes. It was Jordan Lewis, 1 minute to go, kicks a goal down to 3 points. I thought Hawks were going to choke.
I was at my footy club and basically everyone there was going for Melbourne because Melbourne kicked it back and were all screaming, like, kick it forward.
Yeah.
Tim O'Brien played really well.
Oh, it took
5 contested marks.
He took a few good marks. What do we think of Jay Graham? Yeah, he's injured at the moment.
I heard they said it will be up for 7 weeks.
7 weeks? Well, then he's not going to be worth pick one, hopefully.
And it's not even on his knee that he got busted 2 years ago. It's his other knee.
So, Angus, would you like to read out the last game? I don't know how this was the finish because Essendon were leading the whole game apart from the last 10 minutes. So, Fremantle versus Essendon.
Fremantle 116 to Essendon 79.
Because it's three-quarter time. If I can see the three-quarter time scores... No, I don't know. But I know Essendon were winning at three-quarter time. And then Freo just...
Bradley Hill smashed it.
Yeah.
Bradley.
Yeah.
I agree.
He got 37 touches and about, I think it was 15 tackles.
He's a good player. Did you think, would you have wanted him at Hawthorn still?
Well, the way he was playing then, I would.
He wasn't doing that good at Hawthorn, though, but he wanted to be his brother, for sure.
That's why his fake's so good.
Would everyone like to read out their favourite bit of the round? Would we like to say it? Zach, do you want to...
Well, my favourite bit is because I know Collingwood didn't win, but it was Collingwood's 125th anniversary. Yeah.
So that was a good celebration. Eddie McGuire before the game going screaming and everything, but then at the end of the game, his head down. And Nathan Buckley, what do you think of him? Do you think he'll...
I want him to get sacked.
At the end of the year, I reckon he'll...
Because when I was one game, when we were on the way home on the train...
Yeah, we don't need to say that. There was
people on the train saying, we should sack Buckley, we should sack Buckley.
It's getting very viral, but we... Angus, what do you think of Buckley since you're a Collingwood fan? Do you think he's a good coach or do you need him gone?
I never thought he was a good coach. I think Dad was saying, we need to get Bomber Thompson in.
There's been rumours that Collingwood will acquire Paul Roos.
Paul Roos?
Who just retired from Melbourne.
He went to Sydney, then Melbourne.
And now maybe Collingwood, next generation. So, Stephen, your heart of the round?
Tim O'Brien's 5 uncontested marks. Contested marks.
Yeah, he is a rising star. I wouldn't be surprised if he got the rising star nomination.
Yeah.
Round 7. Angus, have I done yours yet? No, I've done Zach and Stephen. Angus, your highlight of the round?
My highlight is Taylor Adams' mark.
Taylor Adams, I can't recall that. Do you want to explain it, please?
Oh, it was a specky. He, jumped over one of the Carlton players.
Right, that everyone likes a speck. I would have expected that off Jeremy Howe, but... So, Collingwood have some high flyers. Cooper, highlight of the round?
Sydney's first win.
Do you like Sydney?
Not really.
Hawthorn usually don't like Sydney. So my highlight of the round, I don't really have one, but I just like the upsets. Like teams that aren't expected to win get over. And to see them in close games, I think Hawthorn was the biggest one in this. Not saying I liked them, but they were had their hands up. On the ground. They were really... I just liked the excitement.
Thanks, Sam.
I didn't mean Hawthorn. I would have said it if it was any other team, sorry for that. Would everyone like to give our tips for round 8 of Friday Night Footy, West Coast versus the Bulldogs?
Oh, where at?
Domain Stadium.
Oh, I'm going the Eagles. Bulldogs. Eagles.
Bulldogs.
West Coast.
I reckon the Eagles will win, yes, Angus. Did you say yours?
Yeah, Bulldogs.
Oh, sorry. So a bit hung even on this one. At Roar Stadium, Hawthorn versus the Brisbane Lions.
Hawks.
I reckon Brisbane.
Hawks. I reckon Hawks, but I really want Brisbane to win.
I'm exactly with you, Angus.
Thanks, Angus and Sam.
Did you hear what Angus said? He really wants Brisbane to win?
Yeah.
But it depends what Hawthorn shows up. This year there's been a horrible Hawthorn and there's been good Hawthorns, like Hawthorn versus West Coast.
And their former teammates' teams.
Oh, Mitchell, yeah. But Mitchell didn't play in the West Coast game.
I was going to go to that game.
St Kilda versus Carlton. St Kilda.
Carlton.
Carlton. St Kilda.
Yeah, I'm with Stephen in this one. St Kilda should win. GWS v Collingwood. Buckley really wants to win this one.
Where at?
Spotless.
GWS.
GWS will smash us.
Collingwood.
At Zach. Lack your confidence. The Bombers, who've lost 2 in a row. I just want to put that out. and Geelong, who have totally not lost two in a row.
Yeah, against Collingwood and Gold Coast.
But who do we reckon is going to win? Stephen?
I'll go the Cats.
I think they'll jump over.
Yeah,
them.
I reckon the Cats. The Cats will smash them.
Thank you, Angus. I reckon the Cats will win, but with my mum, she picks the underdog. No, she picks whoever's versing Geelong, no matter who they're versing. So the last two games, she's got a couple of tips in the bag. Adelaide v Melbourne. Remember what Adelaide showed up last week?
Melbourne.
I still think Adelaide will win because it's at the Adelaide Oval.
Well, that's a hard one.
Adelaide.
Well, Melbourne will fire up, but I'm still going for Adelaide.
Yeah. I reckon Melbourne.
Okay. So three more quickly. Richmond versus Fremantle.
Frio.
We're at
Richmond.
Yeah, I reckon Fremantle might just win.
Where is it at?
MCG though.
Yeah, I can. Frio.
That'll be a good game. Oh, I'll go Richmond.
And I've been waiting for this, the China game. It's in China.
Oh, yeah.
Gold Coast versus Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
I reckon Port might do it.
Gold Coast.
Port.
I reckon Gold Coast.
I reckon Port might win. But last game of the round, North Melbourne versus Sydney.
Oh. North Melbourne.
This is going to be a good game.
North Melbourne.
I'll go North Melbourne.
I reckon North will win. So, good show, guys. And we will see everyone next week. Go Cats.